You're listening to SBS News.
7-year-old Harrison Lettice has autism spectrum disorder, a neurodevelopmental condition that changes how people view the world. Individuals with ASD can be prone to seizures and wandering. They often gravitate towards bodies of water. Harrison's mother, Natalie Lettice, says that's a concern.
As a parent, you're always scared and worried that something can happen to them, and being on the spectrum more so because, you know, they're 100 miles an hour sometimes, and you just want to make sure that they're okay. So always have a fear. I still have the fear. Now we were at the beach recently and he took off.
Drowning is the leading cause of death among children with ASD. Behaviour specialist Erica Gleason, the founder of Autism Swim, admits that when she first saw that statistic, she assumed it was a mistake.
Children with autism under 14 years of age are 160 times more likely to drown than their peers. We do know that drowning is the leading cause of death for those with autism, and we know that life expectancy for those with autism is significantly lower, not because they have autism, but because of accidents, of which drowning is encompassed in that. Often they have a decreased ability to perceive risk and danger, and often they're not very strong swimmers because swimming hasn't gone so well for them in the past.
ASD diagnoses have surged by 1150% since 1995. One in 70 people have an autism diagnosis in Australia. Education on drowning risks has been limited, and there is very limited awareness in the general community about ASD, the attraction to water, and wandering behaviour. Until recently, there has been a severe lack of specialised training for those with autism spectrum disorder and aquatics. Harrison's father, Steve, says they knew they needed to take action.
We've got a pool at home, so it's been important for us to make sure that Harrison learned how to swim. And his swimming is excellent, but again, it's the difference between safety in the pool, safety in the surf, very, very different things. So while we were confident that he's okay if something happens in the pool area, before this program, we didn't have the same confidence if we were down in the surf.
Established in 2015, Erica Gleason says Autism Swim is the only multidisciplinary body specific to ASD and aquatics.
One-on-one swimming lessons and group swimming lessons are needed to target water safety and swimming skill sets, but we also intertwine water therapy in there as well. So that's probably the main thing that sets our lessons apart from mainstream lessons, is that there's a three-tiered approach.
A surf-based dippers program builds safety and awareness, educating on behaviours and reducing risks.
We identified all of the reasons as to why those with autism are at such significant risk, and we went ahead and developed a solution to each of those associated risks.
Harrison was recently recognised as the program's most improved participant. For Dad Steve, it's all about keeping his son safe.
If we do come down to the beach, he's going to run in the water, he's going to want to be in the water, so you can't just hide from the fact. You've got to address it and say, okay, he's got to be in the water. We're going to do what we can to make him safe. And without a program like this, it'd be up to just the parents to do it on their own. And it's a tough gig.
Joel Spreadborough, SBS News.